Of course, we are talking about the COVID-19 vaccine as tiers are becoming more available to people in both Missouri and Kansas, which is a good thing. However, immunizations have had a topic of hesitancy, particularly in the Black community. We are talking to Dr. Cedric Jamie Rutland from the American Lung Association because, Doc, you guys have actually teamed up with the Center for Black Health and Equity to, you know, give us the tea on vaccines, as some community members, Doc, are still like, ain't doing it.
That's exactly right. We have teamed up with the Center for Black Health and Equity to give you the tea, because when you think about vaccination, right, nobody wants to be told what to do, right? Mm-hmm. You don't want to be told, go get the vaccine. What you want to be told is you want to be armed with information. And so what we did was we created a Better For It toolkit for the COVID-19 vaccine. And within this toolkit is information on what happens when you get ill, what happens when you get vaccinated, the common questions that are answered. It's not all about telling you what to do. It's about arming you with the information that allows you to make an informed decision.
And speaking of information, Doctor, you know, you see the memes from people who ain't doctors, ain't ever been doctors. You see the information passed along social media. There is so much out there. So how do we filter the misinformation and encourage people to look at, you know, truly informative sources when making the decision?
You know, that is such a difficult thing to do, right? Because a lot of times people fall for what's pretty. I mean, that's just what we do, right? If the production value is great and the person is eloquent and articulate, oh, then it must be true. But that's not the case. And so people always talk about combating misinformation. I personally think that you don't have to combat it. You just put out this information. You make resources such as the vaccine toolkit that we have on lung.org that you can download. You put yourself out there. You do satellite media tours. You talk about information in a way that is scientific, and you don't tell people what to do. You essentially show people why they should be doing something, base it on science, that way they can come to their own conclusion.
I love it. So people can download the kit you all have put together at lung.org. Did I hear that right, Doctor?
Correct.
Okay. On the line with Dr.
Lung.org.
Dr. Cedric Jamie Rutland with the American Lung Association. Of course, one thing we want to talk about is African Americans have been hit disproportionately by COVID-19, not just financially, but physically, death, because we already have some contributing factors, right? But I think, Doctor, some people I talk to were like, well, you know, in the past, Black people have been the targets of medical experiments, Henrietta Lacks, Tuskegee Airmen, which is a legit conversation. But this time around, we have more African-American scientists actually involved in vaccine development.
Oh, man, we have the African-American scientist that was involved, Kizzy. And I think that that helps, right? Because you look at Kizzy, she's Black, I'm Black, and it allows us to kind of develop, to have that trust, right? And it's very, very difficult to get that without having something in common. And so I think that that helps significantly. The other thing that I believe helps is admitting the wrongdoings of the past.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. We did this in the past. We're sorry. But it doesn't make science wrong. People need to be interested. I'm going to tell you just a short story. I trained in Kansas City at KU Med. I lived in Kansas City. My in-laws live in Kansas City. Yeah. So when I was there, and again, I was the first Black pulmonary critical care fellow at KU Med in Kansas City. And my attendings were actually interested in our community. And I was rounding with one day, and I walked in the room and I said, hey, mama, you know, how you doing? It was an elderly Black female who was in the hospital. I left the room and my attending asked me, he said, how did you know to call her mama? And I said, well, what do you mean? Like, that's what she is. She's a mama. You know, that's how you do it. But it's experiences like that that allow you to establish that rapport and get that trust as soon as you enter the room. And I think as long as we practice that, we're going to come a long way with getting people to be vaccinated.
And speaking of which, but before we wrap this up, because this, I wish we had even more time to talk, because it's such an important subject. Again, you point out, don't tell people what they should do, but give them information that can help direct their decisions. But I want to hear from you, Dr. Cedric, the importance of getting vaccinated as the vaccines become more available to us.
Listen, as vaccines become more available to us, it is extremely important for you to get vaccinated. The reason I say that is because what you can see as a result of vaccination, especially vaccination of healthcare workers, you've seen a drop in the rate of coronavirus infections. What vaccines actually do is they allow your body to get used to seeing a certain organism. That way your body can make all the necessary molecules it needs to defeat it when you're exposed to it and you don't even know that it's happening. That's the whole point of the vaccination. It's going to lead to our life getting back to whatever new normal we get back to. But we need people to get vaccinated for this to take place. And so there's no better place than lung.org to get this information and download this toolkit so that you can better understand the science behind vaccination that Kizzy has promoted throughout this country.
All right, download the toolkit. Don't be going back and forth about to fight on social media over this vaccine, y'all. Go to it'd be real. Sometimes I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to exit left. And well, really, I just stay in there for the comments. But anyway, Dr. Sitch, go to lung.org.
I'm happy to come back and talk to you.
Yes, yes. We'll talk some more because we're just now going into other phases in Missouri and in Kansas for the vaccine. And we had our first mass event in Kansas City, making it was the Johnson & Johnson one, though, making it more available for people, because that's been the thing in Missouri. We want to get it to the communities who need it the most, and that is Black and brown Kansas Cityans. And it's so important that we continue to have these conversations. Even as more people get vaccinated, Doctor, we'll talk again, because I'm sure there's still going to be somebody like, yeah, I don't know.
I'm here. I'm here to help. I promise you. All you got to do is give me a call or hit me up on Instagram or whatever, and I'm happy to join the show.
Dr. Cedric Jamie Rutland, the American Lung Association. Download the kit at lung.org. Thank you, Dr. Jamie. We appreciate you.
All right. Thank you so much, Julie. You take care.
All right. You too. Bye now.